Now the laws of Sukkot. I have two Svarim, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, can't go wrong Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and I have another Sefer that has a Likud of some very important halachas. Okay, today let's only discuss the laws of Sukkot. We'll leave the laws of the Dalet Minim for tomorrow, Bli Neder, or another time. Did everyone buy the Dalet Minim yet? Yes, everyone got?
Three out of four?
Okay, let's just go through some quick halachas relating to building a sukkah. Okay, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, a very important halacha, that every person should see to it that they should participate in the building of a sukkah. Some people, when they get older, they call their grandchildren and they tell them to put up the sukkah. That's very good. Shliach mitzvah. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way in the very, very first halacha and says, even if you hire someone to put up a sukkah builder, or you call your grandchildren, you should go out of your way to do epis something.
Supervise, okay.
Maybe that's also good. You should participate, no matter how choshev you think you are. Even an adam mechubad, it should not be beneath your dignity to participate in putting up the schach, to doing epis something to show the chavivus of the mitzvah.
He used to put on
his kapota and his hat.
And then he would move the schach.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very nice. Like bedikas chametz. So what do you do for bedikas chametz? Do you put on your hat and jacket when you do bedikas chametz? It's a steer to the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is to get dirty. So some people know you first when you make the bracha. Talmidei Chacham, when they make the bracha, serious, when they make the bracha, they put on their hat and jacket. They put on their hat, their jacket, their tie, the mechavev, the mitzvah, they make a bracha, and you start off with your candle, and your feather, and your spoon, and your hat and jacket, and you do a little bedika for about 3 seconds, and then you blow out the candle, turn on the flashlight, take off your jacket, take off your hat, and now you get to work. So sukkah also, maybe you'll say it's a good idea, you start off with your hat and jacket, and you do a little bit, and then you can take it off and you can get serious. Me'ikar hadin, according to the letter of the law, you are supposed to make a shehechianu when you begin to build the sukkah. When you take out the schach and you begin to build the sukkah, you're supposed to make a shehechianu, and then me'mela, when it comes yomtif, you do not make a shehechianu. Now, maybe you do, I'm not even really so sure about that. The minhag ha'olam is not to make the shehechianu. I don't know why. That's not the minhag ha'olam is not to make the shehechianu when you build the sukkah. You wait. Why not?
His own personal sukkah.
So those who do have their own personal sukkah should make a shehechianu when they build the sukkah. No, you don't do that. That's
then
not.
It'll rain the whole time. You won't be able to go in.
Eventually, when it comes, eventually you'll be able to go.
Rain all 7 days.
Whatever it is, halacha l'maisa, no one does this. Don't start now. Don't start doing lumen hagim. Halacha l'maisa, it's unheard of to make the bracha when you build the sukkah. We make the bracha shachianu at night, the night of sukkah. Let's right away jump into this. It's very important to understand this idea. There is a difference between the shachianu, the first night, and the second night, according to the mechaber and the ramah. I don't know what your minhag is. There are two different minhagim. There are some people who have the minhag that you make the shachianu at a different moment, the first night versus the second night. In other words, the first night, you make Kiddush, Bari Pri Hagafen, then you finish making the entire Kiddush, and then you make the Bracha Leishev Basukah, and then you make the Shehechianu. Everyone does that. The first night, don't forget, the first night, the Shehechianu is the last thing that you do. Bari Pri Hagafen, the Nusach of Kiddush, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah Yisrael B'mitzvah Leishev Basukah, and then shechach. How many brachas is that? 1, 2, 3, 4 brachas. The first night you're making 4 brachas in a very precise order. The second night, some people have a minhag, then you reverse the leishev basukah and the shechianu. You make Bar Pri Hagafen, you make Kiddush, you then make a shechianu, and then you make the leishev basukah. Why? Why would you want to reverse the order? The answer is, what exactly are you making the shechianu on? Are you making it on the day, the zman, or are you making it on the chefsa shel mitzvah, the sukkah itself? So if you learn now, so that's the difference between the first day and the second day. The first day, you're not only making the Shechianu on the Yoim, today is Sukkis, you're also making up the Shechianu that you should have said when you built the Sukkah. So the Shechianu is on the Sukkah. Therefore, you make the bracha Leishev Basukkah, to sit in the Sukkah, and now I make the Shechianu after I make the bracha Leishev Basukkah to show that the Shechianu is also going on the Leishev Basukkah. But the second day of Sukkot, you already said, you're already done, you already fulfilled the Shechianu you should have made when you built the Sukkah. So now when you're making the Shechianu the second day of Sukkot, you only make it on the Yoim, on the Kedusha Sayoim, Sveika the Yoima. So therefore, you should make the Shechianu immediately.
For Sveika the Yoim, you should make it first the Leishev Basukkah again. Because you sat in the Sukkah on there.
Every time you go into a Sukkah, you have to make a Leishev Basukkah. Leishev Basukkah, you're only supposed to make one Shechianu on the building of the Sukkah. The Shechianu really belongs, the building of the Sukkah really belongs
when you build it.
What it appears is you're really supposed to make two Shechianus. You make a Shechianu when you build the Sukkah, and you make a Shechianu the night of Yom Tov because of the Kedushas Hayoim. For some reason, we do not make a Shechianu when we build the Sukkah. And we rely on the Shechianu that we make when on the Kedushas Hayoim, we use that Shechianu for two purposes. For the Kedushas Hayoim, and also for the building of the Sukkah. But you only do that once. Even though the Sveika D'Yoima, that doesn't make a difference. The building of the Sukkah really belongs before Sukkot. 30 days within Sukkot, you can make the bracha, make Ardin and a Shechianu for building the Sukkah. So that bracha, Shechianu, for building the Sukkah, you only do it once. So now I didn't do it, so I'm going to rely upon the Shechianu I make when I make Kiddush for the building of the Sukkah itself, in order to show that the Shechianu is not just for the Kedusha Sayyim, the Shechianu is also for the building of the Sukkah. You don't make the Shechianu until you recite Leishev Basukkah, and now Shechianu. When you make the Shechianu after Leishev Basukkah, it shows that the Shechianu is also for the Leishev Basukkah, not just for the Kedusha Sayyim. The second day of Sukkot. Now, when you come to the second day of Sukkot, I no longer need to make a Shechianu on the Sukkah, because that I did yesterday, and that's not dependent upon Sveika D'Yoma. I'm done with that Shechianu. So why now am I making a Shechianu on the second day of Sukkot? Because of the Kedushas Hayoim. It's Yom Tov, and Yom Tov you have to make a Shechianu the first day and the second day because of Sveika D'Yoma. So make the Shechianu immediately. You make Bar Pri Agafen, you make Kiddush, you make the Shechianu, and now I'm eating in the Sukkah, so I make a bracha, Leishev Basukkah.
If for whatever reason he wasn't able to sit the first 2 days in the Sukkah, and he sits the first day Chol Moed, when does he make the Shechianu?
Well, did you make a Shechianu L'chayre? The first time he's sitting, and you made a Shechianu, and you made already a Shechianu when you made Kiddush, right?
No, he said no.
Well, why not? If you eat in the house.
He ate in the house, right.
And you made a Shechianu, even though you're not supposed to do that. Right. First night in the star is not potter. Right? The first night you made a Shechianu.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to your question. You're asking a really good question. If a person is a chayla, whatever the situation was, he made Kiddush in the house, and he made a Shechianu because he has to.
Yeah.
Kiddusha Sayyim, yeah. But he never really made a bracha on the Chefsa Shol Mitzvah, right, of the Sukkah. Because now he's in the house, and he didn't make a Shechianu when he built the Sukkah, and he didn't go into the Sukkah yet, so now when he goes into the Sukkah for the very first time, you should make a Shechianu on the Chef Shal Mitzvah. No different than making a Shechianu on the Lulav and Esrog.
Yeah, okay.
The first day, you make a Shechianu, right? You do have a forget already, right? You make a Shechianu. So L'chayra, when you go the very first time into the Sukkah on Chol Hamoed, L'chayra, it's if you make a Shechianu, the Dal Ninim. No, that's a general halacha that a bar mitzvah boy just keeps on doing. He does everything in the beginning. That's a general halacha, and whatever he does, if he becomes bar mitzvah middle of Chol Hamoed and he made a Shechianu on the first day, like everyone else, that's a general halacha.
The
you don't not machalik.
Both days, they say
right? Oh, Same place. Loy plug. Too much confusion. Right. So what I told you was the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Marshal and a long other list of Achrayim disagree. And they hold loy plug. Don't look to confuse me with the facts. Okay, let's not get confused with the facts. Just loy plug, it's always the same. Yeah.
When that hat, let's say, I want to make a distinction, it became sasuk.
It became what?
You building the hat.
Yeah.
So what makes it into a sukkah?
Schach.
So if I put in a month before the schach.
It has to be within 30 days.
So it's already a sukkah.
Yeah.
So that's what
the... Me'ik, according to the letter of the law, according to the letter of the law, you should make the shach, you know, when you put down the schach, in 30 days before sukkah.
So that's right.
But we don't do that. Why don't we do that? I don't know the answer. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and all of the Paiskim say. That's right. That's what really we should do. But we don't. Why don't we? There's no really good answer. Maybe it's because we're in Golos. We're not in a frame of mind of Simcha. That's probably the basic reason. Because since that we are so fatracht. We're so troubled, we're not in the proper frame of mind to make a shachyanu the way it should be made. So don't make the shachyanu, wait until Yom Tif, you're dressed nice clothing, everyone is happy, and you'll make the shachyanu on the Yom, will go also for the binyan of the sukkah as well. That's the common minug and ein l'shamis. But there's a lumdis, it's important to acknowledge what you really should have done. And that comes out in the order. The first night you make the Shechayonu after you make the bracha Leishay Basukah. First you make Leishay Basukah, then you make a Shechayonu, and by making the Shechayonu afterwards, you're showing that the Shechayonu is also going on the Leishay Basukah. But the second night, you don't need to do that anymore. Because the second night, I've already said the Shechayonu on the Sukkah, which I really should have said a month before. Now, the only reason why I'm saying a Shechayonu on the second night of Sukkah is because it's the day of Sukkah, the Kedusha of the day, holiness of the day, of the Yom. And Mishum Sveikah the Yom, you have to make it the second day, but say it right away. You say Kiddush, you say Barbara Gofen, you say Kiddush, and now you make the Shechayonu, and then you make the Bracha Leishay Basukah. However, even though what I've told you to switch is the opinion of the Mechaber, Sfardim, and Ramah, Ashkenazim, yet there are many Achroinim, the Marshal, and he has a long list over here, that says don't do that. Don't differentiate. Just stick to the script. Whatever you did the first night, you do the second night, loy plug. We don't want to confuse you. It was good enough to do the first night. You can do the same thing the second night. No harm done. Okay, so people have different minhag. People pay attention to this. They pay attention. Some people, they don't know what they're doing. They just take the sitter. You're a guest. If you're a guest, and the person didn't come to the morning kollel, and he takes the sitter, and he just says whatever.
Yeah, what if you're a guest, and you have a different minhag than the Baal?
You shouldn't change. The Taki says that. Hitaka says that. You should do whatever the Baal, if you're going to make your own Kiddush.
If
you're going to make it, he even says over here, he brings down, I don't know if this is really, people who follow this, says that if you have like a public sukkah, like the Lower East Side, a communal sukkah, and everyone in the building is coming down, everyone should do the same thing. Because, I don't know, no one's going to follow that.
Everyone
has their minhag, everyone, but if everyone is listening to the other person, and everyone is doing their own thing, it's not nice. Listen, that's not the way it is. I can't see that.
Listen to the other person, listen to your own.
I don't see, exactly, I don't see that happening.
What? The communal sukkah in the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
The Maisha used to sit in front of the sukkah. Santa Chavar, he says. Came over and he said, "Rav Moshe, let me go listen. Different type what he's going to say." And Rav Shiskal would sit next to him, sitting there. And Rav Moshe turns to Rav Shiskal and says, "Shane of Tolkien."
It's a nice day.
It's a nice day today.
It's a nice day. I grew up in the Lower East Side. To me, it was I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for them to build a sukkah. I was so fascinated with construction. In those days, it was before these fiberglass. They would come. I remember they had goyim. They hired goyim.
Huge sukkah.
They were heavy. Walls. They came with these. I don't know what they call these wheelbarrows. Each wall must have weighed 100 pounds.
Yeah,
quarter-inch plywood.
Thick, and they would come, and then they would stand it up, and then every wall they had like a... But no, besides that, they had supports.
Crossbeam.
There was no on the side, on an angle.
We didn't have supports.
No, which that's why yours fell down.
and in the beginning, they didn't hire Goyim. The guys from the buildings came down.
Okay, but my day where they used to wash on the window, they came in, it was in a big sukkah. And then in the sukkah, the beam, they put beams, every dalet aleph, another beam. Yeah. And then, that was the government. And then the night before, there was a sign in the building. Everyone had to come help with the schach. Everyone had to come. So the whole building came down. It was a big event. And they went to they stored this. These in the old days, they had the bamboo. Not like the mats today. They had bamboo, old bamboo. It was just,
you know. Mats.
You had mats?
Now, Moshe had hard mats. They weren't the rollout.
The slats.
The slats?
No, mats, yeah.
And all the construction, it was like weave, but hard. They didn't bend.
They used to go and drag. It was a big avoy to drag from the basement to bring it out into the yard and put up the schach. It took the whole night. It took many, many hours to do, and a lot of people had to participate. There was a lot of work to be done. My father, and then the benches, the table also, he had to shut out the bench and the chairs. My father, his job always was to bang and to inspect the benches. And to bang the nails. The nails that are sticking out on these old wooden benches. That was my father's job. Every bench he had to inspect and bang in all the nails. That's
and if somebody tore his pants, it was his
responsibility. Yeah. It was his responsibility. And then the next day that all the young girls would come out to decorate. To decorate. That took a whole day. All the kids would come to watch. You bring your little from kindergarten, you bring your decorations to come and hang up there in the sukkah as well.
Yeah.
And it was very nice. And then comes Yom Tov, everyone comes down, everyone, it was a big social event. It was a big social event. What? Nah, I don't know, it depends. It depends on the year. My tekufa was the very end already. I was already there when everyone already left already.
They had air for the chatzeres, though.
They had in the building. They had air. Of course, everything was taken care of. It was an avodah. They used to raise money. It was cost a lot of money. Whatever. And then one year there was a storm, and this one fell down. So they had everyone had to come across the street. V'chulu. Okay. Yep. Any event. So what were we discussing? The change to this inyan of to change the order of the bracha. Now, once we're discussing the leishei basukkah, let's now discuss day. In the morning, when do you say the Lei Shei Basukah? Do you say Lei Shei Basukah when you make Kiddush? Or do you say Lei Shei Basukah when you wash? So the truth, there are different minhagim. Ruba de Ruba, I'm not going to say Ruba de Ruba, I don't really know, but many people do it when they wash, not when you make Kiddush, because they consider it to be a hefsek between the Bari Pri HaGofen and the drinking. By day, there's no chiv to make kiddush minat Torah. The only chiv to make kiddush, to be mekadish the yom, is at night. The gedder of making kiddush by day is much lighter. I don't remember all the details. I'm forgetting already. I just prepared for. It's the kiddush by yom is kiddush harav. It's a different type of kiddush. Memela, when you're going to say baruch atah Hashem kiddush melech olam baruch priya gofen, and then you're going to say asher kiddushon b'mitzvahs v'mitzvahs leishay basukah and drink the yayin, that may be considered to be a hefsek between the Bari Pri HaGofen and the drinking of the yayin. You're not mechuyev to say leishei basukah when you drink wine. You're only mechuyev me'ikar adin to say leishei basukah when you eat bread. And we'll talk about if you kaveh.
But you're yoshim min haTorah.
What?
The first night, the chiyuv.
What?
You only have to eat one kazayis.
Yes. So every time you're the hesek hadas.
Anyway,
what? Leishei basukah?
Right.
No every time you if you did not leave the sukkah, if you live in the sukkah nonstop, you dive, you live right. there, and you dive in there, and then you do not make a Lei Shei Basukah, but when you eat your meal, you make one Lei Shei Basukah, the first night of Sukkot, and you're done for all 7 days. If you may see Achdas, then every time you go into a sukkah, you have to make a new Lei Shei Basukah. What is called Mesiach Das? Well, if you don't sleep in the sukkah, It's Mesiach Das.
This bracha is not a deraisa de kibra.
It is a deraisa. It's derabana.
But you the first night already with
that. So what? If you're going to eat a kaveyas, if you are now, being kaveyas suda, if I'm going to sit and eat my meal here, my yomtif meal in the sukkah, I'm a choyiv according to Chazal, say at least midrabana, even the whole bechlal the bracha is only midrabana. The bracha is only midrabana. The mitzvah deraisa is teishu versus shivas yomim. It's mitzvah deraisa every single day. You have to sit in the sukkah. Chazal said. You potter mitzvah, you potter by day, but you're mechuyif to eat the sukkah. So the shayla is: are you mechuyif to make leishay basukkah on yayin? No, you're not. You're only on yayin, and maybe yeah, but no, you're not kaveh on yayin. You kaveh your suda on the bread. What? Yes, you do. You make a leishay basukkah. No, you do not.
When you make the whole kos,
and then
they make a leishay.
Okay, that's not so. I don't know the halach. I didn't see that inside. That's not so simple either, because yayin, if you have to be kaveh suda, even eating mezoinis, there's a lot of shilas about being mega bracha. Let's say you eat a Danish. Okay, let's say you eat some cake. It's cholamoid. I take some cake. I go into the sukkah. Do you make a leishay ba sukkah?
Coffee and cake. Yeah.
It's not so simple. The minhag ha'olam is to make the bracha meikarai din you shouldn't. The only time you make a leishe basukah on mezoinos is if you kaveh asuda on the mezoinos. And then
breakfast.
What?
That's breakfast.
Okay, so we consider it to be kaveh asuda, the minigah. So therefore the Paiskim say that really the minig oilam is to make a leishe basukah whenever you eat mezoinos. But it's really not correct. Therefore the Paiskim say if you're eating mezoinos, you're not washing, you're not really being kaveh asuda, you should see to it that you linger in the sukkah more than you ordinarily would. If normally you take your coffee and cake, and you're out the door, you're right away off to work, not so fast on sukkahs. You take your coffee and your cake, right, read the newspaper, sit there for 5 minutes. Because if you don't sit for 5 minutes, it's really a shayla bracha levatol on leishay basukkah. The minig olam is always make leishay basukkah.
So that would be a problem some have like this, when it's the weather is very bad, as they just go into the sukkah to make kiddush and...
So we'll talk about that in one moment. We'll talk about that in making kiddush in one moment. But let's first discuss these basic halachas. Let's clarify. Let's clarify one thing at a time. So far, what have we discussed? We discussed the minhag to change the order of Shechianu the first night versus the second night. Okay, different minhagim. Some do and some do not. Next thing, when do you make the leishay basukkah by day? The sudas hayoim in the morning when you come into the sukkah by day, yomtiv day, do you make it when you make kiddush, or do you make at night? You make it when you make kiddush. No question about it. At night you make the leishay basukkah after you make kiddush. Bar priagofen, you make the bracha on kiddush. The shail is when do you make the shechianu? But you definitely make the bracha leishay basukkah when you make kiddush. Day after shul, you come home from shul, you make kiddush. When are you saying the leishay basukkah? When you're washing. I'm making kiddush. I'm planning on washing. When do you make the leishay basukkah? So there are different customs. Some people will not make the leishay basukkah when you make kiddush because they hold that the kiddush is not an ikar hadin. To make a kiddush, and drinking wine, there's no chiv to make leishay basukkah when you drink wine. So wait to make the leishay basukkah until you recite the hamaytzi lechem min haaretz. Then you say hamaytzi lechem min haaretz, and then you immediately say asher kiddushon b'mitzvah tzvan leishay basukkah, and you eat you cut the bread and you eat the bread.
We always get confused at night. Makadosh makes leishay basukkah.
Yes.
Then everybody. Goes
no one else.
Wash.
Yeah.
Do they have to? No. Make
no. 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 Definitely not. No. The yotzi with your bracha. Oh. Definitely not. The one that makes leishay basukkah is might see the Ram, you might see them with the shechianu, with the kiddush, Rabbi Govan, all the brachas, out. Unless they want, what?
They don't have to make a mitzi either.
Right, of course not. Of course not. Friday in the house, you make it, everyone makes a hamitzi. I mean, among us,
so
no. Definitely not. Unless they bedavka, I don't know, there's a mishagas, they don't want to be yotz with your leishay basukkah and they want to make the, I'm sorry, I never heard that before. Maybe there's such a minig, I never heard it. The one that makes kiddush is mitzi everyone with all the brachas. By day, as I told you, many people will not make it when you make kiddush, you make the leishay basukkah when you make the hamaytzi. However, some disagree.
Yeah, I make okay.
By kiddush. Some hold you make anyone
my
have
my
that?
My father used to have, with kiddush, he always used to have a piece of cake.
With the kiddush.
Kiddush by yom, he would have
You have the key, but even that that
I know.
That
okay,
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 okay.
Okay,
but
okay, okay,
just,
okay, fine. That's there. There's a makar for everything. That's some people they make they're very makbid to make. All right, Kalish, what do you do? When do you make the shachianu? When do you make leishav asuk by day?
By kiddush.
By kiddush. You also make it by kiddush. Okay, Rabbi Chol, what do you do?
Kiddush.
Okay, so obviously everyone here, I'm a minority. I think my father used to make it by the Hamayitzik, if I'm not mistaken. And I've heard this, and I remember I was once in a place, they made a chosher person.
I was technically, if you have two glasses of wine by kiddush.
But you're not going to have two glasses of wine, you're making a regular kiddush.
Okay, but then you can, right away you have a second glass of wine, so it's already a
suda. A kiddush amakam suda. Okay. Whatever it is, Rabbi Yisai says, be aware, there are two different minhagim. There are two different minhagim. Now, here's the catch. This is very, very important. If you go to a kiddush, I go to a kiddush, and I'm not washing. I'm just here. Someone invited me. Kalish is inviting the Gans Oil here to the kiddush 13, what, 13?
1381.
First day of Sukkot. East 13th Street, between Avenues?
M and N.
Actually, Elm. Who's making kiddush?
Kalish. First day of Sukkot, 1381, East 13th Street, between Avenues M and N. So, when you come to a Kiddush, do you make Kiddush? And I'm not eating bread, I'm just going to eat mezonos. Everyone agrees then, you make the Leishei Basukka on the cake, not on the Yayin. Because since you're not being, this is not your Ikar Suda. You're not making. You're only saying the kiddush in order to enable you to eat mezonos, and it's not you're not being koveya suda. Okay, this is what it says in the books. If you're going as a guest to a kiddush, you make the leishei basukah when you make the mezonos, not when you make the kiddush. Only when you're sitting down to your suuda and you're gonna have pas. And you're making kiddush, and then you're gonna have pas. Then the minig is some people they make the bar the leishei basukah after they recite the borei priyagofen, and they say leishei basukah because it's like at night. I'm making kiddush. The kiddush over here is what's being koveya, but if you're not really being koveya here, I'm only making the borei priyagofen in order to enable me to eat a piece of kugel, and then I can go to the hopping to the next sukkah. Then you do not make the Leishei Basukah when you recite the Baruch Priyagofen. You make the Leishei Basukah when you eat the Mezonos, Baruch Atah Hashem Kimechol Baruch Mezonos, and then you say Leishei Basukah. That's a very important halacha, which I think not everyone knows. Some people have the meaning to make the Leishei Basukah when you make Kiddush. They're always going to make it by Kiddush. They're never going to know it's not necessarily true. If you're going to make it by Kiddush, it has to be the place where you're going to be planning on eating pas, not if you're not planning on eating pas. That's important halacha to be aware of. Okay, now let's talk about the first night. Let's talk about mezonos. During the weekday, let's clarify, during the weekday, when do you make leishei basukah? Only when you eat bread, or if you eat mezonos and you koveya suuda on the mezonos. Now that's a very bizarre halacha, because if you koveya suuda, you have to bench. So what are you doing exactly? You're not benching, so that means you're not koveya. I don't understand. It's somewhere in between. It's not really clear. If you're only eating mezonos as a snack, you don't make me'ikar hadin. You're really not supposed to make leishei basukah, but that is not the common minug. The common minug is if you're going to make a bari named zonos, you're going to make a leishei basukah. It's a problem you should be aware of, and therefore the place can say you, the solution is don't leave. You're locked in. You got to sit around in the sukkah. Take out your smartphone. And surf the web. It's like the morning kollel. Okay, you go and you have to tarry in the sukkah for a few moments so that the leishei basukah should be mamish. You're mamish in the leishei, you're doing something in the sukkah. Okay, let's discuss the halacha. It's raining. Mitztaher potter min hasukkah. During Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, during the day, if it's raining, if enough rain is falling into your food, that the soup would get ruined if it would be a soup, and enough rain would fall into the soup that it would be disgusting to you to have some of the rain falling into the soup, That's called the mitztaher. You're potum in a sukkah, and in fact, if you remain in the sukkah, you're called a hedyot, a fool. Okay, so you leave the sukkah. If it stops raining and it's still dripping, you're not mechuyif to go in. Sometimes it can take up to 2-3 hours. Depends on what the weather is. If it stopped raining, the sun came out, but your sukkah, it's drenching rain, you're not mechuyif to go to your neighbor. You're not mechuyif to go to another sukkah. If this is your sukkah, this is your property, your sukkah you built, and it stops raining and the sun came out, but it's still pouring, it's still dripping, and it's still very uncomfortable in the sukkah, you're not mechuyif. You can stay at home. You don't have to. That's called mitztar potim sukkah. After, obviously, when the rain stops, then you're mechuyif ready. If you want to be machmir, kol hakavod. But meikar din you're not mechuyif. If it's too cold, if it's freezing cold, and you're very sensitive to the cold, people are very sensitive. Okay, you get very sensitive. You're not feeling well. You potter. If it's a very cold day and you put on a coat and just not comfortable, sit in the sukkah and eat the food in the sukkah, you also mitztar is potter min hasukkah. The only time we do not say mitztaer potem in a sukkah are the first two nights of sukkah. So there's a difference between the first night and the second. Let's clarify. Now, you know what the weather is? I know what the weather is. It'll be nice. Okay, so this is just Thursday night, maybe? Okay, so maybe we don't get the second night. But basic halachas are the first night of sukkah, there is no pitur. There is no exemption of mitztaer potter min hasukkah. There is no exemption. You must eat a kazayis of bread, and you must make kiddush in the sukkah whether you like it or not. What you're supposed to do is wait. You're supposed to wait until chatzos. You're supposed to wait all the way until chatzos, like 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. If you have little children and you can't wait, so then you don't have to wait. But you wait until a quarter to one in the morning. It keeps on raining. And then you go into the sukkah in the pouring rain. I remember my father once did this. The first year we came to Flatbush, it was a marble. It was a marble. my parents bought a sukkah for the first time, a little fiberglass sukkah, and it was pouring. And we went into the sukkah, got drenched. You mechuyif to go in the pouring rain, even though you're mitztaher, and it's pouring rain, and you make kiddush. You make kiddush. And then you go and you wash the kazayas and you make all the bra and you bought. You don't, here's the chiddush, you don't make a leish about sukkah. Okay, remember that. You don't make a leish about sukkah, you make kiddush, you make a shechianu, and you wash hamaitzi, but you don't make leish about sukkah. You don't make, that's a chiddush, you don't make leish about sukkah.
And you go in.
And what?
And you go in. And, you go
and then you go in, and you finish the rest of the meal. If.
You bench inside.
And now here's a very important halach, you know, when you make hamaitzi, you have to have kavana that you're going inside. Because if you don't have kavanah, you're going inside, you're going to have to wash, you're going to have to make another hamotzi when you go inside again. So if it's pouring rain, and you go, you make kiddush, and you say the shech, and you don't say leishe basukah, remember that, no leishe basukah, and you wash, you eat hamotzi, and when you make the hamotzi, you have to say in kavanah, I'm going to go eat the remainder of the meal inside, and then makayna, the mitzvah deraisa of eating a kazayis of lechem, gezeret shavah, tezvav, like matzah, tezvav, santak eat matzah, to eat a kazayis lechem in the sukkah, that's the mitzvah. Then you go inside. If the sun comes out, the moon comes out, you mechuyif to go back, eat another kazayis, even if you're at a bench, you have to wash again, eat another, and say the leishe basukkah. And so even though, now, some people in Chasholm, it's raining, they're going to wait until a quarter to one in the morning to do this. So you're not going to have a chance to go back. But let's say you have little children, and you have no choice. The wife says, it's either now or never. So then you're allowed to go in the pouring rain into the sukkah and eat your, make kiddush and eat the kazayis, and then go back into the house. But then let's say 11, 12 o'clock, the moon comes out, so then you go back into the sukkah, you wash again, eat another kazayis, and you make the bracha leishe basukkah, and you bench. That is the halacha the first night. The second night, the halacha is you make kiddush in the house. Only difference is the second night you have to eat in the sukkah kazayis, but you don't make kiddush in the sukkah. The second night you do not make, you make kiddush in the house, and you eat your meal. Do whatever you can do whatever you want. But at some point in time, maybe before, you have to go in the pouring rain. You have to go in the pouring rain into the sukkah to eat a kezayis of lechem. There's no pitur, and do not recite leishe basukah. All the rules are the same, but the only difference is the kiddush can be said indoors. That's the only chiluk between the first night and the second night.
So you have to have kavana when you wash.
Yes.
So indoors to say maybe I'm going to go out.
Well, really, I think he's supposed to have the first kezias outdoors. It seems.
No, the second night.
The second night, the first kezias can be inside. Yes. Technically, b'dieved, yes, but you have to have a
kezias. You eat your whole meal with the kezias, and then at the very end.
Okay, that's what the halach is. At the very end. You have to go. Yeah, you have to sit down. You have to sit down. Put on your raincoat.
You must.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You must. Obviously. Yes. You must have kavana. You're going to different rishus. You must have kavana. So again, the difference is the second night. There's no exemption of mitzta'er. You must eat the kezias. The only difference is you do not need to make kiddush. You can just eat the kezias and the zehu. That is sufficient. Okay, now let's talk some other quick halachas. Any questions about this? Well, yeah.
You have to draw a dry chair to make leisha of the sukkah.
So you sit on a wet chair.
To say
it's standing?
No, to sit when you.
You're supposed to sit when you say leno. If you say kiddush, what on a rainy night?
Remember that night that
yes.
was pouring and we were in the sukkah.
Yes,
it was 30 well, something years ago.
Well, it depends how you say kiddush. Some
I had benches under the table
yes.
that I pulled out that were dry.
Okay, it depends how you say kiddush. Some people say kiddush standing. Hasidim say kiddush standing. The Litvaks say it's sitting. So leishay basukah, when you say kiddush, everyone agrees. The night you say leishay basukah when you make kiddush.
We're talking about the motzi, like leishay basukah.
All right. So you should say it's sitting. Yeah. You should sit down on the wet bench, and recite hamotzi, and after the hamotzi, you say leishay basukah and eat a kezias. Yeah, so you have to say it's sitting down. The hamaitzi must be said sitting down, and once the hamaitzi is said sitting down, you're going to say leishay basuk. So the rule of thumb is leishay basuk is never said if it's pouring rain. You don't say leishay basuk if it's pouring rain. You're not going to say it in the house either, of course. But kiddush, the first night must be said in the sukkah. The second night does not, can be said in the house. But both nights have in common, you must still wash and eat a kezias of lechem in the sukkah. By day not, and certainly not on Chol HaMoed, not the remainder of Yom Tov. If it's raining and it's uncomfortable, you're cold, mitztahar is potter, adarav, if you do it, then you nikra called the hegit. Okay, some other quick halachas, and we'll just quick finish up. You should do everything. You should do everything you normally do. It's interesting. The kids Shulchan Aruch says something very nice. Is a person davens biyachidus for whatever reason you miss mincha. Okay, you can't make it to mincha. You're not going to go to maariv. If you're going to daven biyachidus, you should daven in the sukkah. Kids is very beginning. One of the first halachos the kids Shulchan Aruch. Everything you do should be in the sukkah.
Well, and, that's why people bench chesed.
Oh, that's another inyan. There's no need to bench the dalad minim. That's the whole topic. Because you don't want to be mafsik between the bracha. When you make the bracha very quickly, b'kitzin nimrutz. When you make the bracha, we'll do this tomorrow. When you make the bracha on the dalad minim, asher kedushan al natilas lulav, is that bracha also going on the nanuim that you do by halal and the hashanas, or is it only going on just natilas lulav? The nafkamina is. Can you make the bracha of people like them? They like get up early before they go to shul. They make the bracha in the sukkah in their home in their sukkah. That's a beautiful thing. You bring together the mitzvahs. You make the bracha on the dalad minim in your sukkah, but you're losing out that the bracha you've made now is not going to be chal on the shaking of the lulav that you're doing when you recite halal. Another nafkamina. If you talk and not going to make the bracha on the minim until you recite halal, don't talk. People make that mistake. They come to shul, they come to halal, and everyone takes out the lulav, and they make the bracha, and for whatever reason, there's a delay, they don't start halal right away, and everyone gets into a conversation. Oh, how much do you pay for your house? What kind of car do you lease? You got a new lease? What are you doing? You just made the bracha, asher kiddushan b'mitzvah sven al natilas lulav. That bracha is not just for shaking the lulav, it's also for shaking the lulav during halal. If you now have a conversation about the latest smartphone you got, I got the iPhone 10, right? You get into a conversation, you are mafsik between the bracha and the nanuim. You lost out. Nusach Svar has the advantage that the Hashan is also on Nichlal in the bracha. Okay, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have that advantage. They have the hefsik, they have Kriyas HaTorah. You have Musaf. There's a Hefsek. It's not the same. Okay, a lot of Ashkenazim, they're getting it. That's the real reason, Rabbi Yisrael. I'll tell you a secret. That's why the real reason why the Ashkenazim are doing like this, they're jealous. They're jealous that they also want the bracha to be chal on the Hashanis. It's not because it's more convenient, you know. They want, when they make the bracha, Asher Kedushanim Mitzvah L'Hala, Al-Tilas Lulav, Shvi Chal, on the Lulav, on the Nanum and Halel, and on the Hashanis, that you walk around. It's also, that's the real reason. You wish, right? Okay, but it's really true. It's not a joke. And the nafkamina is the person should not be mafsik if he taka have that minig is regular. Okay, we'll take a short break and then we'll discuss some other inyanim of drush relating to Sukkot.
How about priest? His impression
is very. It's a big problem. It's a big, big problem. You got to cut it down. You got to cut it down. There is a shita das yachid that if the tree is so high up, it's so high, it's okay. Only if it's like very low, it's low. But if you have a tree that's like mamash, all the way up in the sky there, and it happens to be that if you'd go and you would take a laser and you'd go up and you would see taka, the tree is over, you can be mekel. It's a shita. There is a shita like this. I once was my eye into this very much. I guess, but it's a cooler. What do you do about it? You got to pay a lot of money. Money. Kesef yanes akol. You got to negotiate with your neighbors. My neighbor, he didn't let me. I couldn't believe this. We're willing to pay. We always had the trouble all the year. So one year we decided we're going to do it. We're going to pay. It's a lot of money. We got a guy and thought for sure, what does he care? It's a weed. No, he doesn't want. He wants the tree. He wants it. Sugar, what do you want? So we only able to cut one branch. On our property, that's that. By law, because he let us cut the one branch. But next he's going to grow over. No, he doesn't want. He doesn't want. It's I don't know what to tell you. It's a big, big, big problem. It's a big expense. And also, you can't expect a guy to come do it Erev Yom Tov. You got to plan. And then you got it in the summertime. You got to plan ahead. You can't. If you don't call a guy today, no one's coming today. No one's coming today to do it. They're booked. You're not going to find anyone. You got to plan ahead. You got to plan ahead to have it done.
Yeah.
$400. Yeah, that's what it costs. That's already cheap. It's the most dangerous job in America. Most what are they call lumber. What do they call
logger?
Logger. The most deaths in the United States on the job are loggers. Are loggers. These guys are like monkeys. You ever see them climb?
Spikes.
They compete. They have competitions. And there's a whole.